Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This 3 News Now weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mostly sunny skies. We're looking at 90s for the high today. It's going to be very warm out there. Tomorrow, chance of some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, but partly cloudy and a high of 90s throughout the day. Right now, 66 degrees. Watch the 3 News Now weather alert team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 7:06. Here are your news headlines. Well, College World Series action. Another double play today. Yesterday, we saw the first team go home, Cal State Fullerton. Shut out an elimination game. It was 6-4. Florida State beat them, and now they've earned their right to survive another day. Oregon State beat LSU last night. Now today,
but tell them how badly they beat. I mean, it was
13-1. It was
13-1. And KJ Harrison in the sixth inning hit a grand slam for Oregon State, and that is the first grand slam at TD Ameritrade
ever
in the seventh season of College World Series down there. So
that was just
a big old bomb. So that we're counting home runs. 7 home runs so far this year. Yeah. The most ever was 15 home runs in 2015. So only been a total of 57. There were 2 years where there were only 3 home runs.
Yeah, I remember
each season.
Yeah,
the small ball years.
It was impossible. So today we have, what's the date today?
Texas A&M and TCU at 1. Right. And tonight the championship round is the Florida versus Louisville. That's the winner's bracket, I should say. So 1 o'clock is the Texas A&M TCU game, and then 6 o'clock Florida Louisville. Now one of those players, Texas A&M or TCU, is going to be sent packing today. That's an elimination game. And then tomorrow, LSU versus Florida State, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
And then there may be 2 games on Friday. Hopefully drags out to Saturday. But if the winners keep winning, there won't be a games on Saturday or Sunday. I'll go straight to Monday's championship game.
And you can just wander around the t-shirt and food tents and the myriad of bars and restaurants. I mean, everything down there looks amazing.
Yeah, it does.
The College World Series is so beautiful. The games themselves are almost a distraction.
And perfect weather. Perfect weather.
At
least today there is. So.
Right. The cleanup effort continues after it was confirmed that 2 tornadoes did strike Bellevue on Friday when those severe storms came through the metro area. Nebraska communities preparing a disaster aid request. Sarpy County, Bellevue, and Papillion have all issued emergency declarations. The cleanup effort continues. There are still some areas that are without power, and the city is urging people to continue to stay out of the waters at Lake Zirinsky. Power failure on Friday caused the untreated sewage to flow into the lake there, and the city is now working with the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality to test the lake.
That's something I guess I didn't realize. If the power goes out, it causes sewage to run.
Yeah, I guess because of the treatment plant.
It blocks it out, right? It just doesn't work.
Yeah, the treatment plant stops working.
And plus all that rain coming down too, I think, right? God, I have friends that have just got their power on yesterday, lost all their food and everything. I was so shocked.
That's what he was the saddest about.
Who ate your food?
The food!
Did you want it? Were you tempted to go through the garbage?
No.
See if anything was any good?
No.
Come on,
have you ever lost food in a store?
Yes.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you got to redo everything. Well, a fridge is like ours. It's not like it has a bunch.
You get to rebuild your fridge.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Start from scratch.
You know?
And sometimes it gets covered. I mean, sometimes like check with your insurance
or check with the
power district, because a lot of times they got to cut you a check.
See, that's what I learned about the tree. I was hoping that we could do some maybe insurance on the big tree, but it's only covered if it hits the house. I'm like, all right, push towards house.
No, you do not want it to push towards house.
It landed on the fence and it damaged the fence.
No, it's hanging on a wire, and underneath that wire is a fence.
Be
that
careful.
Leads to L Street, and I have dogs.
the wire. So you're standing there with a metal blade.
This is the other tree in the back. I got nailed. We got nailed pretty hard in this stupid storm. So this thing is riding on the wire back there in the backyard. And they put us on the list to come take care of it. But the thing is that if we have electricity, we're fine. Then it's on the back, the back of the list.
You're on the pay no mind list.
We have another possible storm coming tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that could add to damages again.
You better stock up on margarita mix.
Ooh, I'm stocked. stuff you don't need to freeze.
Yeah. Doomsday stock levels of margarita mix.
You know what? That's the one thing I haven't added to the doomsday.
Do you want to be sober during the apocalypse?
No.
Why should that be different than Tuesday? Why should the apocalypse be any different than just day? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the time you want to start getting sober. That's when you want to have a clear head. No, that is when you're like, you know what, Calgon, or in this case, Jose Cuervo, take me away.
Yes.
Or it's not margaritas, it's hurricane.
It's hurricane, yeah. But that takes orange juice and other stuff like that. But losing food, man. if you have a freezer, just imagine that, a freezer chest full of steaks and stuff that gets completely wiped out.
Hurricane drink that you drink is sort of a half-assed, lazy recipe.
Yeah.
Why don't you rename it? Why don't you call them tornadoes?
Oh, I will.
Or twisters or something.
Ooh, a twister. No, I like tornado.
Yes.
How about something dirty, though? Something dirty, like like our fun tea.
Like our fun tea.
Yeah, it's tea made with your underwear. Remember?
Yeah, I blocked it out, but it's still just percolating under the surface, that horrible memory from our conversation last week. Yes. The tour company that the American student that Otto Warmbier used to visit North Korea is going to stop taking Americans into the reclusive country.
What was the tour company?
Pioneer Tours. So they take, they're known to take tourists to rather, adventurous places. So Iran, where else do they go? They, former Soviet countries, places where, you're kind of going and people are like, are you sure you want to visit there?
In bad movies. They're the tour company that takes you to Chernobyl in that, Chernobyl Diaries. Remember that one?
Yes.
I thought it was great.
So it's called Young Pioneer Tours, and they made the announcement after learning that Otto Warmbier died yesterday. He was 22 years old, University of Virginia student. He was released by North Korea last week in a coma after more than a year in detention. Warmbier was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for reportedly stealing a propaganda poster from the break room at his hotel. The tour company officials say that they were devastated by the death and feel it's just too risky to take Americans to North Korea. And the U.S. is dealing with the largest ever voter records leak. Personal information for more than 198 million American voters was left exposed this month after a data analytics firm hired by the Republican National Committee stored the files on an unsecured Amazon server.
Analytics firm?
Yes.
Okay.
The analytics firm is called Deep Root Analytics. It's confirmed in a statement Monday that they had the files have been accessed without their knowledge. Meanwhile, the Republican National Committee has said that they have cut ties with the company.
So meaning this is a vote attached to a name and an address.
So you get like the voter's name, the date of birth, home address, the registration details, like party affiliation. It's said to be the largest ever known exposure of voter data to date.
Don't you think it's out there? Don't you think they know?
I don't know. I mean, this is just, the latest. In,
so it's
they
it's,
were keeping it in an Amazon cloud. It didn't even have a password. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you're an analytics firm, like, isn't your whole thing like double secret password encrypted, whatever?
Maybe not.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Or in this case, no.
Well, doesn't everything get hacked? I mean, basically everything gets hacked.
This wasn't necessarily hacking. This was open information. I mean, that was the whole thing. There was absolutely no double blind on this. It wasn't encrypted. It didn't have a password. It was just being shoved up on the Amazon cloud, I guess. Anybody could have gotten it. It's just somebody happened to notice and took it. Following warnings on Monday about a heat wave in the Southwest, American Airlines has announced they've canceled 43 flights in and out of Phoenix today. because literally it's too hot to fly. Yeah. I didn't realize that that was a thing.
Well, God, remember that one time we left, did the show in Jamaica or whatever, and it was so hot, they had to lower the tires in mid-flight. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, to cool them off.
Yeah, to cool off the tires because they're so hot.
I think they were burning.
Yeah.
When we landed.
They don't catch on fire.
So today's forecast is predicting highs of like 120 degrees and flights scheduled to take off and land between 3 and 6 today have been axed. So I guess that was the whole deal, is that they're like, it'll be too hot to land. There's a group in Colorado working to ban smartphone sales to kids younger than the age of 13.
What do you think?
It's a parent group, and they're gathering signatures. They want to put an initiative on the ballot there in Colorado. The proposal, it's raising concerns about state infrastructure interference in families. Smartphones aren't cheap, so the ban probably would apply to parents buying the devices for their children. But one woman asked on Facebook, if they're not your kids, how is it your business?
Right, because a lot of people get it just so they can keep an eye on their kids under the age of 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how they get a hold of them. Especially families that like divorce, you know?
Yeah.
That's how mom and dad keep track of, where's your dad? You know, what time are you going to be here?
I had a friend whose small child had juvenile diabetes, and that was the whole thing. They had a cell phone because the kid would call and say, like, here's my sugar level, and the mom would talk her through, like, okay, well, this is how much insulin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for medical reasons, there are parents that need to have contact with their kids. I think it's weird to have just, like, a blanket initiative. I mean, I feel like that's a parental, I mean, that's it talk is, about nanny is. Government. Yeah. I mean, like, that's like, yeah, that's called why I'm a parent.
But weed is legal. Call.
Yes,
weed
exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
Kids under the age of 13, no phone. But hey, fun gummy for you? I mean, yeah, I think it's so interesting, but it's actually gaining momentum.
Really?
I mean,
well, also they're looking at it. I mean, we're looking at the other sides of, you know, getting a hold of your, you know, your child getting a hold of it because of medical reasons.
Now, culturally, if you want to push a thing, a trend, a belief, a Facebook campaign, sure.
Sure.
But I don't think you can force people.
But a ballot initiative, I mean,
buying
waste
cigarettes.
The space.
Can't buy cigarettes unless you're 18 or whatever that age is.
I mean, which is a controlled substance. I get it. But I mean, something like a smartphone, you're like, well, how is that any different? So if a kid can't have a smartphone, how is that any different from like an iPad or a tablet device? I mean, if anything, a phone, a lot of times those smartphones, some of them you can just be like, hey, the only numbers you can call are me, your dad, 911. You know what I mean? You can program them or what have you. But I mean, they could probably get more access and do more fun stuff with the tablets that they all have.
Yeah, isn't that funny? The stuff that kids have now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, just nuts. I mean, but
we would have it too.
Oh, you're dang right.
Oh, sure. But I had that moment with my son the other day where I was doing something and he's like, why are you on my iPad? And I was like, oh, funny. I'm like, this isn't your iPad. He's like, yeah, you got it for me. I was like, no. I own this iPad. I let you use it. I'm like, this is my iPad that I allow you to use. All this stuff is mine. Mine. And you use it because I am generous and good. And if I want to take it away, I can, because guess what? I own it.
Yeah.
All of it. The TV, all that stuff.
What does he say?
He just is like gaping because he's like starting to do the math. He's like, I've got my own money. I'm going to buy things. I'm like, by all means, go ahead. Get your cash together. Please.
Oh, that's just awesome.
You want to go buy an iPad? You want to figure out how much it costs and how to set it all up? Be my guest.
And then does Peter come in the room and go, actually, it's all mine. If we want to split hairs here.
He tries to every once in a while.
It's
there are times
mine.
Where he'll be like, it's my, I'm like,
this
is it now? Is
mine. I let mom use it.
I am king of castle.
No.
I wear
and
pants.
Then you quietly close the door to Declan's room and say, mommy's going to talk to daddy.
And then Peter comes back and goes, it's mom's.
Yeah. It's mom's
it's
stuff.
All mom. It's all mom's stuff.
I spoke don't, out of school.
Well, I don't know what I was talking about. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
So we've all heard about, like, you know, fat shaming or body shaming or, you know.
Your new shaming?
How about shame shaming?
Shame, shaming,
that's where
shame.
We shame the shamers.
Right.
Shame, shame on you.
Well, there is a phenomenon, and I have seen it myself, and it is mom shaming.
How dare you?
How
dare you?
They say nearly two-thirds of mothers report feeling shamed by people in their lives for the way they are choosing to raise their children.
Well, we were just talking earlier, okay, there was a story in the news about somebody leaving their kid in a hot car.
Right.
And every mom feels personally kind of, you shame yourself the moment you even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to run into that 7-Eleven. Can I, it's only going to be 30 seconds. Can I, my mom ever?
Yeah, no. I mean, and then you have that moment where it's like, oh my gosh, you left your kid in the car for 2 seconds?
So is that what the shaming is, or there's a shaming?
Well, the shaming, no, I mean, it's this is the thing. The big thing is it starts with how you're conducting your pregnancy. You know, people are like, oh my God, you're so brave. I never would have eaten that while I was pregnant. Or, oh my gosh, you are so brave. I never would have done that like when I was expecting my kids.
Like, oh, look what you're wearing in public. You're just letting it hang out because you're pregnant. I mean,
it's not stuff like that. It's less about what you're wearing. It's more about how you're behaving. How are you breastfeeding, or are you choosing? Oh my gosh, you're bottle feeding? Wow. I mean, I just can't even imagine. I mean, breastfeeding just gives kids such a jump start on life that I can't imagine ever robbing my little bundles of joy. But you are making that choice, and that is so brave. Things like that, or how you're choosing to discipline your child, how you're choosing to feed your child, raise your child, sleeping schedules. All of this is the whole new battleground for women.
Hasn't it always been there?
It's probably always been there, but I just feel like there's new and improved ways in which people can ratchet it up. We've all heard it. I mean, I'm sure our moms or what have you, you know, so, people always talk about how like, oh, you know, so that's not how I held you when you were a baby.
But aren't the number one mom shamers fellow moms?
Yes.
Mom on mom shaming.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I'm
mom
saying.
On mom. Yeah, it's a mom on mom crime. A lot of times women are their own, you know, I mean, it's other women that are making these less than silent judgments about how you're, you know, raising.
Don't you all do that to each other? I mean, kind of even, you know, because you have something in common. It's children.
Yeah, you do have something in common. It's children, but it's all. But we all have like a job in common, or we have friends in common. It doesn't necessarily mean that we judge each other on it. I think there are certain personality types that everything's
that
a competition.
Yeah, you know that everything.
I mean, we know those people in our life. Somebody who is always like, I did that better, or I can do that better than they can, or, you know, it's constantly like measuring things up. And I think that that's a big part of this insecurity and your own choices. I mean, if you're doing it right, then that means they're doing it wrong.
So what's the extremes? Yeah. I mean, some we can understand, some probably would be a little like over the top. Like, really, you're getting shamed for that? Is there like extreme shaming?
The big movement now is breastfeeding. And I was just talking to my cousin about this because she has a baby and he was born prematurely. And so breastfeeding's been one of those things where they pump and, you know, like because he was so little, like there was like latching. And so like what they do is he's getting breast milk, but he's getting it from a bottle.
Yeah.
Well, people don't know that. All they do is they see the bottle. And she, of all people, is a doctor, and she's an OBGYN. And so it's so funny because people are like, oh, I can't believe you're not breastfeeding. It's so good for the baby. Like, that is the number one thing.
Is it that, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, don't you just say I pumped and it's in a bottle? No.
No, but why do you have to even say anything? I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, yeah, my kid's getting food. I mean, the reason that they invented formula is because not everybody can breastfeed. I mean, it's just because.
Why not, Molly? You look capable.
You look capable. I know. It's a total Raising Arizona. I mean, even in that, there was mom shaming.
You don't breastfeed them, they'll resent you later.
That's what the doctor told us in prison. In prison.
I was a chewer.
Were you?
Yes.
I still to this day am a chewer.
Oh, I didn't know you were still breastfeeding.
Only on the weekends.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Don't you shame him.
I'm date shaming you now.
I know.
No, but I think that is, if there is one thing that sticks in my head about like when my kids were little, it was the whole breastfeeding thing. And I've had friends that couldn't, or, you know, you have a case where it's like the kids, the baby's adopted. Somebody doesn't know. They just see you and then they make this judgment call and you're like, well, you know, my husband and I actually couldn't have children. So this is a child that we adopted. And so I cannot breastfeed. And it's just, it's like, why would you even have to feel defensive?
So that's what's weird about that. You got one side, you got one side going, hey, breastfeeding is bad in public. And then you have each other going, why aren't you breastfeeding?
Yeah, I mean, breastfeeding is probably, I would say that is postpartum, like the first thing that you can get judged on, and it's just absolutely a snap.
I would want to lean into all of that stuff. Like, do they make a baby bottle that, here's the baby bottle I want to invent. And it has,
oh boy.
The outside of it has liquid that's always in it, but it doesn't touch the inner shell.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
So
it
either looks like it's a something boob. Maybe a baby shouldn't be drinking.
Okay, like chocolate
milk. So it's
milk.
A baby bottle with chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that get tongues wagging?
Oh my gosh.
If you were
feeding like a sippy cup, like all
your
of a sudden,
young baby chocolate milk?
Or Pepsi. Not even chocolate milk, but Coke. like Mountain Dew.
Yes.
You're like baby sipping on Mountain Dew.
So baby is actually drinking the milk that you pumped.
Right.
But it looks like he's just tugging off a dew.
Mm-hmm.
That I would want to take down to the park and get the mean moms talking. Like, yeah, it's just tugging some dew.
That sounds like something that the police would probably.
I'm sorry, did you say dude?
When you talk about going out to the park and tucking some dew, that immediately is a red flag to me. That has nothing to do with parenting. That has to do with, like, you're going to get a profile.
Total left turn.
Just down in the park, tugging some dew.
This is when you're not breastfeeding on the weekends.
Did you just let dew trail off, or was there a quiet D at the end?
Is it like dew?
No. I said I was tugging some dew. Like drinking some Mountain Dew.
Yeah, there you go.
Again, okay. Just terrible.
Oh, gosh. Maybe people are just too sick. I mean, you're dealing with your kids. No one wants to be, I don't know, told about how to do stuff.
I mean, you're scared. I mean, that is the biggest thing about being a parent. Half the time, like, especially your first time, you're like, I don't know. They didn't come with a manual. I mean, I've got Dr. Spock and the Mayo Clinic and, you know, my pediatrician, and they're all guiding me. But, like, day-to-day combat, I mean, that's on you to just make the right choices. No,
I bet your mom's got shame, too, because the new science really was new when we were kids.
Yeah, like
we were the children of the Dr. Spock.
Yeah.
First time there were books out.
Mm-hmm.
So our parents had to deal with the first experts. Yes. Quote unquote experts,
quote unquote
with
experts.
Air quotes, whether or not maybe they were the experts. Now everybody can be a Dr.
Everybody.
Spock from what they read on the internet. And I would say that raising a baby has got to be the hardest thing because there's too much information on the internet. And it's not like how you put your stereo equipment together. I mean, it's a kid.
Yeah.
So you got to be crazy conscious the time. Like, am I doing it right? Am I doing it right?
We even talked on this show, like, every day there's a new study. Like, one day you're supposed to drink lots of coffee, and the next day it's like, coffee's terrible. And then all of a sudden it's like, coffee in moderation. It's the same thing with parenting. Every day there's, like, some new and exciting way you can be totally screwing up your kid.
Yeah.
Doing something that you, 2 days, you know, 2 weeks before, they were like, this is what it's all about. If you want a kid that's on point, you need to be doing this.
I would treat feeding, raising, making baby like I'd put together everything else. I just go to YouTube and in how to.
That's it.
And hopefully it's an instructional, not somebody just
how to tug on a do.
How to tug a do. Be careful with that.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up.
Channel 94.1.
All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
So Taylor Swift and Lord, you know, they have become besties as Lord has emerged as also a song powerhouse. And Lord shocked fans when she compared her friendship with Taylor Swift as having a friendship to somebody with an autoimmune disease. Meaning, you know, you can't, it's like having a friend with a very specific allergies. Lord said, there are certain places you can't go together, certain things you can't do. There are these different sets of considerations within the friendship. It's like having a friend with an autoimmune disease. Well, it didn't take long for people to be outraged. Especially since fellow Swift Squad member Selena Gomez does suffer from an autoimmune disease. So that was the other thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What?
So what are some big autoimmune diseases?
I don't
lupus
know.
Lupus?
That's
is
what
the one that
asked.
Selena Gomez has, yeah.
How about inflammatory bowel disease?
IBS?
Is that, IBS, is that what that is?
Psoriasis?
Ooh, really?
Stuff like MS?
Okay.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
All right. So people were not very pleased, and Lord has since apologized.
Oh, jeez.
She's like, I didn't mention Taylor, but regardless, I blanked up, and that was really insensitive. I'm sorry. So I guess she's talking it, walking it back.
Why are we just talking about her album, which is called Melodrama, appropriately enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys listened to it?
No, not yet.
11 tracks. This is Liability.
I don't mind it. For some reason, it's vegetable cutting music.
How often do you cut vegetables?
Not very often.
Not for enough.
For as much as you talk about it, onions. You should be the healthiest
like,
person.
There's music that makes you feel like you're driving around in the spring day and the wind's blowing through your hair. Then there's music that makes me feel like I should be cutting vegetables. In the background, that's the music I imagine there.
Now, when you say the wind blowing through your hair, do you mean the wind against your flavor saver?
Yeah.
The wind against his chin strap?
Yeah, that's the hair. It tickles.
Yeah, this is sort of mood music.
It is, see? Got
very
vegetables.
Moody.
It's not fire pit music.
This is more like... this is more
it could
like,
be fire pit music.
This is like sitting at a red light music. Like, do I even want to go home? Or should I just keep going?
Should I just drive?
I told her I was getting some pack of cigarettes.
I don't even smoke.
Now I live in Colorado.
Yeah.
Jay-Z was spotted out and about in L.A. on Monday morning, making his first public sighting since he and his wife Beyonce have reportedly given birth to twins. Now, the word is that it's one girl and one boy, but still no confirmation from the actual family outside of her, you know, Beyonce's dad, Mr. Knowles. But the deal is that if people are waiting... You could be waiting a long time based on past history when they gave first born daughter Blue Ivy was born in January 2012. It took 4 weeks before they shared the first set of photos
what
with
was the
public.
Hang up? What was the hang up? What,
just
what,
taking
what were
time.
They waiting?
They said they put a handwritten note posted to, you know, back when Blue Ivy was born. And it said, we welcome you to share in our joy. Thank you for respecting our privacy during this beautiful time in our lives. So that's what they did back when Blue Ivy was born. Word has been that there was like a mild complication with the twins. Now, again, no confirmation, but that there was a little bit of a, you know, twins can be. A lot. And so there was talk that maybe there was a little bit of a, they've need some extra stay in the hospital.
Oh, so like complication, whatever. Put him in an incubator.
Exactly.
Kind of
yeah, so okay. The deal is that because Jay-Z, Beyonce's still in the hospital and Jay-Z, you know, has been going back and forth. So we'll see. Now, Jay-Z's got a busy season coming ahead of him. He's got a new album coming out called 444 and a Roc Nation representative has confirmed that Jay-Z has officially changed the styling of his name back to J-Z. You know, for a while it was just J and Z.
Bring the dash back.
Maybe it's just based on search queries online. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's all caps now.
Like, seriously, when you're looking for stuff online, streaming deals, like dashes and stuff, you get...
Does it matter? I guess it
was. You got to spell it right if you want to find it.
Yeah.
So Jay-Z, he's got new music. He's teamed up with Sprint to do this whole 444.
And he's got a single named after his dad?
Yeah. It's on time for Father's Day.
His deceased father.
Okay. Is it called Dad?
No, his dad's name.
So this is your celebrity news update sponsored by Pinot's Palette. See the calendar at pinotspalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun.
I don't know how you say it. Adnes?
Adnes?
Okay. Adnes Reeves. A-D-N-E-S. Adnes.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.